money. Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
I caught you.
I know, I'm reading
you're
Bible.
Reading your Bible. You're not quite ready, but that's okay because we're coming into the show and I always do some housekeeping to start with the show. So welcome to the show. This is the show where Dave and Reb talk about the hard issues of money.
Around money.
I had to catch
my breath.
I'm
going to do a shout out, special shout out, Kate Hubble, if you're listening. Okay. You're like one of our avid listeners.
Kate's got it, right? She's on it. Yeah.
Yeah, she's on. She loves listening to the podcast. She goes,
and oh, I gotta, you know, her husband is there too.
Oh yeah, I know. Kate, hi, Kate and Nick. So anyway, I just like, she talks about her podcast to me all the time and it's very nice and she's very encouraging. So hi, Kate.
Okay. There you go. So shout out to Kate. While we're doing shout outs, I want to shout out to our sponsor of today's show, notmine.ca. That's the website. The organization is Financial Discipleship Canada. You might have heard me talk about that when we have a guest, Ray Borg, on the show. Mm-hmm. He's a regular on the show. So the good folks at notmine.ca, lots. I mean, that is a resource. If you're looking for Christian content about money and to really help you dig into some of the hard issues around money, notmine.ca is a great place to start. Not too overwhelming, but lots of information there. So thank you, Financial Discipleship Canada, for sponsoring today's show. We have like a lot of things on the agenda, I think.
For today. Yes. So I'm like, let's get into it. So like, happy summer, everybody. Mm-hmm. So I hope everybody's having an enjoyable one, even in the midst of feeling stressed maybe about your finances. So,
It's summer. Everybody just lets it go.
Okay. Everyone's letting it go and just letting it pile up on the credit cards. I don't know. Maybe you've had a plan and you're sticking to the plan. So that's
amen.
Really, that would be great.
Preach it, sister.
So on today's show, we want to encourage you to come to our financial fitness seminar. Mm-hmm. And how we are actually tackling the topic of the financial fitness seminar, which we hold 4 times a year in January, April, June, and September online. Dave does it an hour and a half, 2 hours. You can sign up on our website, morethanenough.ca. Click the, go in the right top corner. You'll see financial fitness seminar and you click on that and you can register that way. It's free to you. It's free to people you know. Maybe you don't need it, but you know some people who could, and you can have maybe not a watch party, but gather in somebody's house and you could get online and come to the seminar because it is a great first step towards financial health and management. The phrase came to me that we often hear is getting your financial house in order, but that kind of feels yucky and I don't know,
it feels good to me.
Well, yeah, but it means you're like,
those things that sound good and when you get there you know it's good, but it's the journey of getting there.
I know, difficult. But in my head the words are more like, oh, you terrible people, you need to get your house in order. And I don't want people to feel that way. I want people to
maybe think, that's because most people say that just as they're thinking about death and as they're thinking about,
yeah, you know. Well, yeah, and it's hard and it's, you know, not nice feelings. But anyway, these are the first steps. And today we're going to talk kind of like a high level of why do we talk about what we're talking about in the financial fitness seminar. We have it on our YouTube channel as well. We have the full thing that was recorded in 2019. David and I both are leading that. And then we have a part of that also available, and it's just the debt snowball, and you can just watch that. And I'm going to have the links in the show notes today, but I wanted to ask Dave and pick his brain after all these years of doing the financial fitness show, because financial fitness seminar. You have done this for years. In fact, Lynn Fraser and Ken Decker did it years before you did it.
Yeah, those are a couple of people that were kind of in the genesis of More Than Enough, but also Lynn's passion to see people become financially healthy and to see them, you know, think about investing in debt. And so Ken is a real estate agent. They do a show called
Inside Track.
Yes, I had to think about that for a minute. So
actually, they, following our show here,
they started very similar. I mean, obviously, over the years, things have changed, and the seminar looks a little different now. But the idea of doing a seminar on a regular basis for the community to say, "Let's get our house in order," is a big deal. And that was 20 years ago. So you know, things have certainly changed, and we get to talk about money, I think, a little bit more different, a little bit in a different context than 20 years ago, because right now we are feeling the pain.
But I feel like Dave can actually do this financial fitness seminar in his sleep. So it's just like second nature. It's just part of his subconscious now. I think he's done it for so long. But I did, when I was considering this, because people keep calling and saying, how do we do this? How do we live on when the prices are so high? How do we save money when the prices are so high? How do we, and we keep coming back to basics, you know, basic scriptural principles and basic financial things that we've learned that are not rocket science, that are prevalent all over the internet. You can find any of this teaching in so many places. It's not just us that are doing it. And but I wanted to ask you some questions around it. But before I do that, I wanted to read, and we're going to do this for two shows, today's show and next show. We're going to talk about the Financial Fitness Seminar and some of the things that are in there and why they're in there. And what is of good, what's the good purpose behind it? But Philippians 4, we've read this before. It's not uncommon. We hear this verse. We've talked about it before. Philippians 4:13. It's very short. Paul writes, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." We use it in all kind of contexts as Christians. But I want to read the verse before it, like the whole section. It's talking about rejoicing in the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, pray, God's peace will guard your heart, think on what is good and noble and pure and lovely, and meditate on those things. And then he goes into talking about how the folks in Philippi had taken care of him. And then he says, the reason I was looking at my Bible, I was like, I don't know if I like the New King James Version exactly. So
what version are you going
to use? So actually, on my phone, I have called it up. It's the UK version of the NIV. Okay. "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." And then he adds, "Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles." So, anyway, there's a lot actually in those few verses. But as we talk about the Financial Fitness Seminar, what's in there and why it's in there, I want us to have this underlying understanding that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Right. So no matter what part of the journey you're on today, you can learn contentment because Christ is with you and in you. And he promises to walk with you in any circumstances. He promises to be ahead of you, behind you, before you. And sometimes we forget the simplicity of that. Sometimes we forget to meditate on that good truth that he is with us, even when the finances feel very stressful. And he has a way to lead and guide us through, in and through those things.
And we're talking about some foundational things this morning. And I think this is really key in terms of foundational, right? So Garden of Eden, what was the first, I'm going to say untruth that Eve kind of received? And that was that, wow, the tree looks like it's good to eat. And then God's holding out on me. That was what Satan tempted her with, right?
You said this on the show this summer once before.
And it comes back, right? So Paul is now writing in Philippians. And really what he's saying is that my relationship with the Father being restored and reconciled through Jesus Christ, now I can be content no matter the circumstances. And that's such a powerful principle, but it's also something that we have to really work at. Like, this isn't just, it just happens organically, right? I mean, Adam and Eve, if anybody was going to make it happen organically, it was Adam and Eve, right? They only knew God, the presence. They were in the garden prepared for them. So like, this is the perfect setting for them to trust the word of the Lord in every circumstances. And yet here, you know, they realize that, is God holding out on me?
And here Paul is actually saying, no, he's not holding out.
He's not.
He's right? not holding. You can learn contentment. You can learn to be content in plenty and in want.
And regardless of the circumstance, regardless of the situation around you, coming into the presence of God. And that takes effort. That takes intentionality.
It's relationship.
It takes relationship.
It's learning to hear his voice. It's learning to love him. It's learning to see how he loves you.
And it also takes community, right? Yes. Again, we talk about community a lot because, you know, again, in the isolation, and maybe I'm a guy, maybe it's just me, and I won't make the generalization, but, you know, my relationship with God is spurred on and pushed when I'm in community with other people who are actively engaged in growing their relationship with God. And I get challenged and we get to work it out. And when I'm all alone, I know you like to be all alone.
I do like to be alone.
But me, I'm like, you know, okay, I read my Bible. I did my thing. I know that you're there, Lord. But I feel the energy of engagement with the Lord in community.
I know. Right? I know. I'm just laughing because I was up early this morning alone, and
I was up early too, but you were alone.
I was taking more joy in the aloneness,
yes,
I think.
Yes, you were.
I'm stumbling over my words, but there's so much that he's saying here, and the community has helped him. You know, there are times and places where people have come alongside Paul and built him up. He talks about it all the time.
And we can look at our own lives.
And
see that happen.
But I'm just thinking, as you said that, you know, even coming to the financial fitness seminar, even though it's online, there is a little community that's come. Mm-hmm. Our eFit program, which is a 6-month online, self-directed program, has monthly coaching with other people, with you. Mm-hmm. And it's just saying, oh man, if you are thinking, I want to be in a place where I want to get my house in order, like get my finances, get like at least know what's happening, mm-hmm. then find the people who are also doing that. Find the people who are tracking and eager to learn, or in your church or your community, or ask your pastor, or more than enough, call us. We have got places where there's community that we develop.
And I will say this, it's not easy, right? Like talking about money. And then again, when we talk about community and money, right away, I know there's some of you that are thinking there is no way that I am going to share my money stuff with anybody, right? Like that's really personal, and totally understand that. And I don't think that's really what we're saying here. This isn't what we're saying here is that when we get into isolation, and then I think this is what Paul's saying, and I think this is that when we're in isolation, there is a danger that we'll have a distorted vision of the truth, and there's no context for am I hearing this right? Am I seeing this right? Am I doing this right? And so that's where community comes in, and
comes up with practical ideas. So, which leads us into the first question that we ask in a financial fitness seminar is, what's your big why? Mm-hmm. Why are you here? And then we hear from each other about what's motivating us. So can you actually ask, why have you put that in the seminar? Why is it the big thing? Why is it the first thing you ask people?
Well, and because, you know, what we're talking about, there's this foundation of if you show up to anything, and I don't care what it is, if you show up to anything and you have zero expectation, you don't know why you're there, you don't know what you're going to get out of it, you don't know, then I can guarantee you that the what you will get out of it, one of two things will happen. You'll get nothing out of it and you'll think, oh, that was a waste of time. Or you'll have a surprise where you're like, I didn't know what I was showing up for and I had no expectation. And oh my goodness, like this was transformation. So, you know, one of those two things are going to happen to a certain extent, right? So when we get to the financial fitness seminar, you know, one of the things I learned many, many years ago is that when we have a dream, mm-hmm. one of the first things first steps to seeing your dream become a reality is you have to share it.
Right.
Right. Like you have to articulate it. Right. The more you share it, the more you articulate it, the more clear you become right. on what that is. And I don't know the psychology or all of that. I just see that as an observation. So I say, you know, when you're coming to a financial fitness seminar, an event, or you're coming to us at More Than Enough and we're having an interview at the beginning, we want to know why you're here. Like, what is it that you want to get out of this time? And if you don't know, we're actually going to pause there a little bit and push a little bit and say, okay, there are three real motivators that we know about that will get you to the financial fitness seminar, to get you to really do anything, because these are, again, generic principles that happen. So the first one is pain. Pain is a motivator.
Right.
It will motivate us to do things, to change. It'll motivate us, right? Like it pushes us. So pain is number one. So pain could be a motivator. I'm in pain financially. Dave, I've come to the seminar. I want some help to get rid of the pain. Okay, that's great. You know, motivator number two is pleasure. Hey, you know what? And there's all kinds of ways that we're motivated by pleasure. And again, how does that affect our finances? Well, hey, I'm having lots of fun, but I don't know if I can keep this up, right? You know, I'm not quite sure what's going on, but again, or there's some things, you know, for example, we just came back from a little holiday and, you know, that's pleasure and I want to go on another one. But how do I get there? Here right, I am.
Right.
And I'm motivated by the pleasure we've just experienced, but mm-hmm. and I want to do it again, but there are barriers in a way or whatever it is. So there's pleasure, that's a motivator. And those are general, generic. Again, we can apply those across our life. We like to apply it, of course, in the area of finances, but you can apply that as a motivator for anything that we do and spend time at.
Right.
Right. The third motivator, and this is the one that we really want to get some focus on and get in, and that is purpose.
Right.
Because when we understand that I am motivated by purpose, then pain and pleasure actually take a back seat as motivators. And so the purpose that we get, and I'll use the example of an athlete, you know, I want to run, I'm going to say a non-professional athlete, right? Yeah. I want to run a half marathon, right? That's purpose at work. I just stated my purpose is I want to run a half marathon. Now, pain and pleasure take the back seat because I'm going to train. That's painful. I actually might experience a runner's high while I'm training, and that's pleasurable, and that actually motivates me to train more.
Yep.
Right? And so you can see just in that small example, my stated purpose is now truly my North Star. It's what's guiding me, and pain and pleasure take a back seat. And what's happened in the area of finances is often we put pain and pleasure in the front seat and purpose in the back seat. And so now we're just driving all over the place, or we're moving all over the place, chasing pain and pleasure, but we don't have that North Star. We don't have that, I'm shooting for that thing up there. And that is what's going to guide my decisions.
And so that's why it's so significant when you talk about it in the seminar, is so that people have an understanding that purpose and direction is like an like an underlying target, like any, and
for sure.
And if you don't know what that is, and you might be listening thinking, I don't know what my purpose or the purpose of my money is, or you may not know any of those things. And those are some things that you can start exploring so that right. you can literally stick them on your fridge.
Right. And this doesn't have to be a life purpose, although it could be, right? It could be like, I want to retire at 50 right. and I'm 30. So now we actually have, oh, this is my, you know, I'm going to start mapping this out. What do I need to
right, do to get
to be
there.
Able to retire yes. at 50? I mean, again, that's the purpose kind of plays into that. And then I would always ask the question, so when you retire,
what are you going to do?
You're going to need a purpose again. So are you shooting for something like retirement at 50 that really doesn't, that's halfway,
and
right?
And then when we, as Christ followers, we draw in God's purpose to that storyline. So as a follower of Christ, what is God saying about your money or your life? But this is the start. Like, so we're throwing out all kinds of things, mm-hmm. but this is why, because it keeps you on the path. And one thing we talk about in our Unleashed seminars, we talk about purpose. We have a whole, mm-hmm. we talk about purpose for like, it. Oh yeah, yeah for yeah. like an hour and a half. And
Only an hour and a half.
But one thing that has come to me is pain and pleasure are things we experience along the way.
For sure.
Right. Like, so, and you're not always moving the marker, although, you know, life happens. And sometimes you're like, oh man, I got sick when I was 40 for 5 years and I can't retire when I'm 50. Right.
Absolutely.
So,
right.
So then life happens and it shifts. But again, we want to do that in a place where we can talk about it with others, be in community and,
you know, and recognizing again, different stages in life and re-looking at, and this is why pain, purpose, and pleasure, when we talk about these, we're talking about them in the context of motivation.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, the motivation is, and you know, again, I'm just going to dig a little bit into pain as an example. Pain, when we experience that physically in our bodies, what is it? Our body is telling us, pay attention. Mm-hmm. Something's not right and you need to change it. That's what happens physically in us.
Right.
But that is also what happens in our finances. If we're in pain financially, it's like a change needs to be made because you're going to continue to be in pain and motivated right. by that pain.
Right.
And so what is the change? And here's where, you know, it's another way of saying, you know, hey, what's the purpose? Well, I got to get rid of this pain. Good. But what happens after you get rid of right. the pain? That's where we want to go into purpose. And that's sometimes very difficult to think through. You might be in pain and you're like, all I can think about is getting rid of the pain. And that's good. Like, again.
And that might be the stage.
That might be it.
Yeah.
And then we go, okay, so now, this is where the change happens. I've reduced the pain. I've done something and you know, time has went by. And so now I can actually have some margin to think about purpose and what happens next.
Right.
And that's why I say, you know, it is a guiding North Star. And I love the picture that, you know, there's always movement there. Like, there's movement and there's reevaluation
right.
and there's
right.
context that.
I mean, and you're always talking about money being a current. It's mm-hmm. they call it currency for a reason, right? It's, you know, yeah. your life and your, wouldn't you, some of us would just like to, let's make the decision. It's done. It's cut in stone. We can check the box. We figured out the purpose and this is where we're going. But life doesn't happen like check boxes.
Right. And so. I think it's really important. Like, I love that picture of purpose being in the front seat.
Yeah.
Right. And pain and pleasure being in the back seats and recognizing that everybody's in the car. Like, right, like these right. are motivators that are in the car.
And they're in play all the
and
time.
And they're in play yeah. all the time.
Yeah. Because you have the bigger direction or
it's
purpose.
It's like the
let's
kids
say.
In the back seat. Yeah. But you're like, okay, you guys settle down. Stop. Yeah. Like, you know, we're getting
there. And you can have an overarching big purpose, but along the way you have smaller ones. And we actually we're not going to talk about it today, but there is blogs on the website about smarter and smart goals.
Right.
And it breaks it down for you as an acronym of how you can set small goals for yourself is part of the bigger one. But you guys can go read about that. But wait.
Okay.
So I want to talk because we have only a couple minutes is our acronym FACE. We also say it's empowering to face your finances.
Right.
And we talk about that in the seminar. Why do we say that? Why is if
Right.
Yeah.
So the idea here is once we recognize that pain, pleasure, and purpose are motivators, step number one is actually doing a self-assessment. We need to face our finances. That's why right. we use the acrostic, you know, financial awareness creates empowerment.
Right.
So helping us to make that decision, we can't, and again, I'll use the physical metaphor. If you have a broken leg, your pain in the broken leg is going to restrict you from getting from point A to point B, from right. walking there.
Right.
You need to deal with the pain. And right. this is why, you know, again, so financial awareness creates empowerment. Hey, I've got a broken leg. I got to recognize that. I got to deal with that. I may put a splint on it. I may recognize that, you know, to get to my destination walking, it's going to take me a lot longer. It's going to, maybe I have to get a tool or find it changes right. the question. But if you don't take that self-analysis and you think, there's my goal and I'm just going to get there, frustration sets in, right. setbacks, more.
You actually have to know the nitty-gritty of how much money's coming in and how much is going out and how do right. I need, what's happening? Yeah.
So you think about that in terms of walking with a broken leg. Sometimes you actually need to pause and go, I know the goal is right there. Like, I know that's yeah. the direction I'm going to get, but I actually need to deal with this thing now.
Right.
And so, or, you know, again, maybe it's a sprain. And so you just wrap the thing up, you put your boot on tight and you move forward.
Which you do all the time.
And that's, again, there's no wrong answer to that.
No,
right?
True.
But if we never take the step of financial awareness gives you the power to say, what do I need to do so that I can move towards my purpose? And so it's so essential to recognize those motivators, pain, purpose, and pleasure, but also to face your finances in particular and allow yourself to say, I got to make a plan that works on that. And that's where, you know, we only have a few minutes left, but that's where sometimes having someone from the outside is almost a necessity. Again, I'll use that metaphor. If I have a broken leg, sometimes I can't treat the broken right. leg myself. I need somebody to come from the outside to actually help me do that.
But I think that's also what we're trying to do with the financial fitness seminar. We're mm-hmm. trying to be like, if you're nervous or scared or like, I don't want people looking at my numbers or it's a mm-hmm. privacy thing. Like we understand and we get it. We all have different comfort levels. We might feel shame and guilt, and you can go back and listen to Amanda's show with us a couple weeks ago on that. But that's what we're trying to do with financial. We're trying to be there for you so that you can start facing your finances in a way that's safe and comfortable and introduce you to that idea.
We're going to talk about, like, it's a bit of a yeah. map, right? So we're looking yeah. at a map and we're kind of saying this is the beginning of the map.
Yeah, this is
we're going to get to the next step.
Yeah, the next week's show, we're going to keep going with the nitty gritty of why we do what we do. So why don't you pray?
Well, Lord, we do thank you for your grace, and thank you that you know the journey, you know the path, you know the way, and thank you for the encouraging words from Paul that say, I've learned and we can learn to be content in all of these different circumstances. And just give us the presence and your power in that, in Christ's name. Amen.
Thanks to notmind.ca for sponsoring today's show. And we'll talk to you next time when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.